My brothers and sisters, I sometimes wonder whether or not you get any of the same impressions from some of Jesus' parables that I sometimes get. Take today's parable, for example. Now, I really believe that at first glance, this parable could give us the impression that God is some kind of self-absorbed tyrant who gets really upset when things don't go his way or when people don't do what he wants. He seems to get really angry and threatens them and with all sorts of calamities and dire consequences. Now, I have to be honest with you here. That is not the kind of God that I would be eager to enter into a close relationship with, would you? So here's the paradox. Now, in most all of my personal experiences, most everything that I've ever read in the scriptures or discovered in my own prayer life or what I've learned from the examples of other holy men and women convinces me that God is love. God is kind and merciful, full of compassion and forgiveness. So what that tells me is that my first impression of this parable is probably not correct. I must be missing something. And sure enough, once I let go of my own preconceived ideas and surrendered to what the Lord wanted to reveal, I started seeing this parable in a completely different way. I began to experience a new depth of meaning that has literally begun to transform the way that I relate to other people and experiences in my everyday life. Now, to begin with, it's the most natural thing in the world for us that when Jesus begins a parable with those words, "the kingdom of heaven is like," that we immediately envision some other place that we hope and pray that we will go to someday when we die. Or maybe even some place that God is going to create for us after the end of the world, right? But just suppose for a moment that this entire parable, from the king's giving a wedding feast for his son to the man without a wedding garment being cast into the darkness outside, just suppose that this entire parable is already taking place right here, right now, in our world, in Africa, Asia, in Europe, the islands, North and South America, within all the major religions, all the cultures, and all the people, in this very church, in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, this parable taking place in you and in me. Now, if this is really a valid way to understand this parable, and I really believe it is, then ask yourself this question: where am I in all of this? Where am I? Now, to be perfectly honest with you, when I started looking for myself, for where I fit in to this parable, I was amazed to find that I have been just about every single person in the whole parable at one time or another in my life. Now, I'd be willing to bet that most of you could say the same thing, couldn't you? For instance, there have been times when I have selfishly pursued my own pleasures, my own agenda. And at times I've ignored or turned my back on or put others down when they tried to invite me to consider how harmful or hurtful my actions were to them or to others or even to myself. At other times, I've been too busy, too distracted, or too caught up in doing what I wanted to do to bother with helping someone else in their time of need. There have even been times when I've deliberately tried to make another person look bad, running them down in an effort to make myself look better, as if that's going to work. I couldn't look any better, actually. Sisters and brothers, we oftentimes find some pretty ingenious ways to mistreat and kill others. You know, when we run someone down or amplify their faults or judge or condemn, we are actually killing them in a very real sense. And what about the servants of the king in our parable today? Now, while it's true that you and I are called and commissioned by our baptism to be God's servants and the servants of one another, and let's be honest here, there's often times that I've been some of those other servants in the parable too. The inviting ones, the informing ones, the ones who serve others and help those in need. But I see a deeper meaning in the servants of the king in this parable. I see them as being all the circumstances, the situations, and all the events of our lives. All of them. From the smallest situation to the greatest of them. From a hangnail, long traffic lines, or birthday parties, and new toys, to the birth of a baby or the death of a loved one. From the loss of a job or getting a big promotion, from hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, or devastating illnesses. And we certainly had a lot of those lately, haven't we? To flowers and butterflies, sunshine, or loving support from family and friends. To the compassion and self-sacrifice of total strangers for those who are in need. And we've seen that too. All these events, every one of them, are the servants of God. And how is it, my friends, that one person can find grace and blessings even in the midst of a devastating illness or a catastrophic loss, while another gets bound up in darkness, confusion, or despair when faced with the very same or similar circumstances? How is it? And yet it's kind of like the servants at the wedding banquet. Those very same servants serving rich food and choice wine to some while binding another hand and foot and throwing them out into the darkness outside to wail and grind their teeth. Why? What makes the difference? Well, here's where we come to the most important part of this whole parable, actually. The wedding garment. The wedding garment. My friends, do you remember another place in the scriptures where St. Paul tells us to put on Christ? That's the wedding garment. And it's through prayer and devotion, selfless actions and contemplation, searching the scriptures, celebrating the Eucharist, opening ourselves to spiritual direction, and surrendering our own agendas. These are the many ways that you and I answer the invitation to enter into a deeper and more intimate friendship with our Lord. That's how we enter the kingdom of heaven right here and now. That's how we put on Christ, our wedding garment. And when we do, the presence of Christ already within us overshadows us, supports us, and opens us up to the deeper mysteries of our lives. We actually begin to experience all the circumstances and events of our lives with the heart of Christ. We begin to perceive all of them with the mind of Christ. And we begin to see them through the eyes of Christ. And instead of these servants of God binding us up and throwing us into the darkness and the confusion, they offer us rich food and choice wines instead. Just listen to St. Paul in our second reading today. In every circumstance, in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed or of going hungry, of having an abundance or of being in need. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Sisters and brothers, have the servants of God been binding you and casting you into darkness or confusion lately? Then, my friends, put on Christ, your wedding garment. And let the servants of God wipe away every tear from your face and serve you juicy, rich food and pure, choice wine.